Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's time for us to bring you the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program on AM 1300 KGLO. And this is our chance to visit with various organizations who benefit from the help of the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County. And we get a chance to find out new information about different groups and organizations and so forth. And we hear a lot of great stories from a lot of great people. And today we have Diane Whitey on our KGLO live line with us. And Diane is with Quilts of Valor for North Central Iowa. And Diane, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a great day to be in North Iowa. And I guess people might be thinking right now, well, what's the Quilts of Valor of North Central Iowa? What's the story behind the organization?
Well, Quilts of Valor North Central Iowa actually started in September of 2018 by Leona Montag of North Springs. She's a quilter, and she had a son in the military at that time, and she was aware of the Quilts of Valor Foundation, not-for-profit national organization, so it just made sense that she start that group. So that's how our local group started, and we're set up to receive nominations from Floyd, Mitchell, Worth, and Cerro Gordo County. So when anybody goes on the Quilts of Valor Foundation website, QOVF.org, and nominates a veteran or active service member, that is assigned out nationally to one of 600-plus groups like ours across the country that comprises over 9,000 individual quilt volunteers. The national not-for-profit started way back in 2003 by Catherine Roberts of Delaware, and it actually started from a dream. One night, she not only was a quilter, but she had a son in the military, and he was deployed to Iraq. And one night she had a dream, and in her dream, she saw a young man sitting on the edge of his bed, hunched over in utter despair. And she knew that the war demons were surrounding him, taking him down into an emotional gutter. And then, like watching a video, the scene changed. And in the next scene, she saw that same young man wrapped in a quilt. His whole demeanor had changed from one of despair to one of hope and well-being. To Catherine, the message was, quilts equal healing. So she gathered a group of her friends in days to come, told them about her dream, and together they made a red, white, and blue quilt. With the help of the chaplain from Walter Reed Hospital, that became the very first Quilt of Valor Award in November of 2003. It was awarded to a young soldier from Minnesota who was there recovering from loss of a limb during the Iraq War. That was so well received that Catherine and her friends said, we need to take this to a greater level. So by 2005, they had become a not-for-profit, developed a website, and through word of mouth and the internet, this spread across the country, thus all these groups and all these volunteers. To date, there's been over 271,000 quilts awarded to veterans. But when we think locally, our group has given out 132 awards since September of 2018. 72 of those have gone to the Cerro Gordo County veterans. But we still have, and thank you to the Community Foundation that funded 22 of those in the last year, we still have 30 on the list for Cerro Gordo County to make. But there's over 3,000 veterans living in Cerro Gordo County. So we need a couple of things. We not only need the donations, but we took to offset the cost of the fabric because all the work is volunteer work by our 15 members. We need people to go on the website if they know a veteran and nominate them so that we can locate them and get them on the list to make quilts.
Kind of interesting as you're talking, I was thinking, you know, there it sounds to me like there's some healing that goes on, not just for the veteran, but for those of you that are also making the quilts. This is probably a two-way street. That's a pretty good feeling you get, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I can't tell you how humbling it is to do this, how rewarding it is for the quilter and the recipient of what we see from them. A lot of times we hear, especially from the Vietnam vets, this is the first time anyone has ever thanked me for my service. I know veterans that have opened up and become more involved with other veterans since their award. It definitely has been a healing experience for them, a lot of gratitude. So every time we do an award, it just inspires me to keep going with this particular group of people because it gives a purpose, a two-way street for us as the quilters and for the veteran as the recipient.
I have to think, too, that there has to be that feeling of home for a veteran. Well, you're telling that story about the veteran who wrapped himself in that quilt. Well, there's got to be something in that feeling of taking him back home with that.
Sure, absolutely. Feeling part of a group, and especially if you have other veterans around when the awards are done, you can tell that there's that camaraderie there. Brings them together. They all understand. Kind of almost an unspoken thing. My husband's a Vietnam veteran, and he was with me when we did an award to a World War II veteran, and he knelt down and shook the man's hand, and he said, we just looked each other in the eye. We knew without saying anything. We both knew. They were both Navy men. They'd served their country.
How many quilters do you have in Quilts of Valor, North Central Iowa?
We have about around 15 very active members, and we get together once a month and sew, but most of the sewing is done by us in our privacy of our home, especially this last year with COVID. It didn't slow us down because we can sew in our own homes. What slowed us down was being able to reach out and do awards. We are going to get back at that. We've done a couple, and we have a big one coming up at the Clear Lake VFW on May 30th. We'll have 7 veterans from Sergata County receiving quilts that day.
Well, tell us about how that presentation works then.
Well, very similar to what I've done today. I start off by giving the history of the National Foundation and of our local, and then we talk individually about each veteran one at a time, you know, what branch of service, when they served, their area of training, their duty stations, their honors and medal recognitions that they received. And then we call them forward and have them stand in front of the quilt. And just like in that dream, we fold the quilt in half and we wrap it around their shoulders. We are no longer doing the hug, so we just say to them, you know, thank you for your service and welcome home, and allow family to take some pictures. And then we go on to the next veteran until we get through the list. They all receive a packet of information, a certificate showing the gratitude from a grateful nation for their service, information about the website so that they can go on and nominate people that they are aware of. And it doesn't matter where your friend or relative lives as a veteran, because once you make that nomination, it's assigned out to the quilt group that's closest to where that person lives, and they will contact that veteran and make sure they get the award. You can also go on that website and make a donation, because the national organization holds all the money. So our North Central Iowa has an account with them. And if people want to donate and specify that they want it for us, they need to just put in a note that they want their donation to stay with the North Central Iowa Quilts of Valor group. 100% of that money comes back to us to use, 100%, which I think is phenomenal.
Very good, yeah. And that's the great part about the Community Foundation of Sergata County, being able to make contributions to various agencies and groups and organizations, such as yours, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Hey, great to have you on board with us today, Diane. I appreciate you taking some time to fill us in on Quilts of Valor, North Central Iowa, and a big tip of the hat to the Community Foundation of Sergata County. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. That is Diane Whitey with us. Again, Quilts of Valor, North Central Iowa, And that's our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program this week on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming.